Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מהספר זוהר לעם.
We are reading from Zohar for All,
עמוד 40, פסקה
19. Volume 2, Genesis.
As usual, before learning Torah, especially before learning the Zohar, we need to prepare our intention and ourselves to draw the light that reforms, that this is the Torah, and it reaches us especially through the book of Zohar, which is the main book to correct our souls and our generation, this last generation. That is why let us all make an effort together to connect us to this mission, that through reading the Zohar we invite through all the friends, not by ourselves, through all the friends, we invite the light that reforms to shine upon us. Please.
Bereshit Aleph, Piska 19.
Bereshit, Genesis, item 19. When the Tohu was sorted and purified, a great and strong spirit came out of it. As it is written, "And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent mountains and broke rocks before the Lord, not with the spirit of the Lord." He explains the four p'chinot in the four visions that Elijah saw. He says that when Tohu was sorted and refined in the ibul, in the filth of the ice, and she was impregnated and became Tohu, a great and strong wind came out of him, renting mountains and breaking rocks, which Elijah saw. The Bohu was sorted and refined, and a quake came out of it. As it is written, "And after the wind, a quake." The Lord was not in the quake. This is so because when the Bohu was sorted into a Masach, the force of Din in it had already been diminished, and no longer rented mountains or broke rocks, rather only a quake was discerned in it. And when the darkness was sorted, fire was included in it, since when the Masach rose and was established in Binah, the darkness was included in the fire of Tohu, and the force of the din of the quake diminished and remained only in fire, as it is written, "And after the quake of fire, the Lord was not in the fire." Afterwards, the ruach was sorted, and a sound of fine silence was included in it, as it is written, "And after the fire, the sound of fine silence." It is so because when the masach of darkness received the level of ruach, the force of din in it had already diminished into a silent sound, sorted into very fine waste. This is the sound of fine silence that is written in Elijah. Thus the four visions that Elijah have been clarified. The discernments of Tohu, Bohu, darkness and wind. And it is written, "And the earth was Tohu and Bohu, and darkness over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovering over the face of the water. Tohu is a great and strong wind, renting mountains and breaking rocks. Bohu is quake, darkness is fire, and wind is the sound of fine silence."
This is how the Zohar interprets in different ways the stages of creation, the first stages that we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah in a different way. A light that builds the desire, and the desire responds to the light, and this is how both develop together. Here, it is described differently in different clothings. We just need to think about that through these in clothing, that the light that reforms sets everything up, we will also be included in this process.
Item 20. Tohu is a place in which there are no colors and no form, and it is not included in a form at all. Once he clarified the four p'chinot, Tohu, Bohu, darkness and wind in general, he explains them in particular. He says that neither color nor form can be perceived in Tohu, since Tohu is Tzimtzum Aleph, and Vohu is the Masach that was established for a Zivug. And when Tzimtzum Aleph came out, it was a raw discernment, and no form or color were apparent yet. Hence, in Tohu, which extends from Tzimtzum Aleph, there are also no color or form, since it too is a raw discernment. A color is the difference between the degrees that come out on the four degrees of Aviyut in the Masach, Chub Tum. The form is the form of the din itself, which was still in a raw form and was not included in a form. Since even the form of the din that emerged from it after the Masach was established, the fountain, called Vohu, even that form was not included in the raw form of the Tohu. Now, it has a form, and when examined, it has no form at all. Yet it cannot be said that the form of the din was not apparent whatsoever in Tohu, since it was already said that she is filth that became waste by the striking of the strong fire. However, it means that it was not the subject to the observation and recognition, since for a moment the form of waste is seen. And when turning to see that form again, he no longer sees it or finds it. And he looks towards its place, and it is gone. This is why it was said that now it is with a form, and when examined, it has no form at all. Everyone has a clothing to wear besides Tohu. This is because it is the nature of the spiritual things that each cause dresses in its result, which it sustains. And if the result becomes a cause for another result, it also dresses in it and gives it the power of sustenance and so forth. Thus, if some cause were to be cancelled, all the results that have cascaded from it would have been lost at once. This is considered clothing, when each cause dresses in its result to sustain it. Also, everyone has a clothing to wear besides Tohu, since upper and lower clothe in one another, each cause in the result, except for Tohu, who has no clothing because it does not dress in its lower one, which is caused by it. Rather, it stands alone without any connection with the others, which are caused by it.
Learning the Torah is like receiving a medicine, because we learn on different states that we yet to know of, they are not within us. That is why we need to receive it like a medicine. The doctor says to me, after he examines me, he says, you need to take this pill. All the pills look the same, maybe a few colors and sizes a bit different when to take them, but basically, this is how it is. And I take the pills and I expect it to help me. Same thing here, really. Same thing. Same remedy. A person knew what I need to take, and he gave me this medicine. That is why it's written, for all his flesh there will be cure. That is why when we read, we aim ourselves, we direct ourselves to rise above our ego, which is our general illness. And mainly, we need to expect this together in a group, because it's impossible for one person to receive a cure and he will be cured, because being cured is to be integrated with others, Being cured is when we are all together, and the illness is when we are all disconnected and apart. That is why, to the extent that a person describes correctly
the
health state, the healthy state, when he is healthy, in accordance with that, it is drawn to him. He hastens the time of being cured. That is why, when listening, everyone must think about being together, connected together, integrating and dissolving to one another. And then we reveal this, the shape of the upper force, force of love and bestow, that it will come upon us as one.
21. Bow already has a depiction and a form, which is the stones immersed in the carving of the toe. It is so because Bow is the masach that was established in Malchut for Zivug de Haka, and the force of Din that appeared in Malchut with the correction of the masach is called stones, as it is as hard as a rock in relation to the upper light, and will not let it move to the Kli of Malchut. That shape has not appeared in Tohu yet, but only in Bohu, since first in the carving of Tohu, which is the Tzimtzum of the light departed from all ten Sfirot, and the force of Din was not apparent in Malchut more than in the rest of the Sfirot, since the light departed equally from all of them. But afterwards, in correction of Bohu, which is the Masach that was established in Malchut, making a Zivug de Haka with the upper light, not letting it come into Malchut, and extending the light only through the upper nine Sfirot, the force of Din appeared in Malchut since she remained without Or Yashar. It follows that Malchut still remained immersed in the carving of the Tohu, the Tzimtzum. Thus in Tohu there was still no form of Din. Rather, only after the correction of Bohu was the form of Din revealed, meaning the form of the stones immersed inside the carvings of the Tohu, which is an empty space without light. The stones come out inside the carvings where they are immersed, and from there draw benefit to the world in a depiction of clothing. Now he explains the depiction that was made. Those stones are the force of Din in the Masach. They emerged and were established inside the carvings in Malchut, which draw lights for the benefit of the world in a depiction of clothing drawing Or Yashar. And through beating, they raise Or Chozer that clothes the Or Yashar in a depiction of clothing. They draw Or Yashar for the benefit of the world from above downwards, and raise Or Chozer from below upwards, clothing the Or Yashar. And this is called by the name depiction.
Now it's still difficult for us constantly to aim ourselves to the light that reforms, to be connected together, to reveal the Creator and the connection between us. But gradually, slowly, from lesson to lesson, it's good if one examines how is it becoming easier? How am I more available for this? How am I more drawn to it? How one wants to come to the Zohar lesson and in this way integrate with the material, the studying, and in some way it's starting to being felt as a light working on him, filling him, that corrects him, connects him with others, that begins to reveal from within the shape of the Creator. That is why Torah is the medicine of life, that if we aim ourselves in the right intention, then we are drawn to it like a drug, like truly to drugs. This is how we will feel, that we need the Torah, This will be the light of love, of life that will fill us. This is how we need to feel. It's good that if a person will pay attention, how from one lesson to another, he's beginning to be somewhat addicted to it. He enters and can't get out of it. It surrounds, engulfs him. The Torah engulfs him, surrounds him, like a potion or a drug.
22. The stones are punctured and moist. Stones in caves from which the water is constantly flowing, as though from a spring, are called moist stones, since they are laying on a spring and block it. For this reason, the water comes out through the holes in those stones, constantly dripping through their faces. Those stones, which are called bohu, are also punctured and moist, as they are established with a masach that raises o chozer, like moist stones that always extract water from themselves. Bohu means moist stones, which are strong rocks. They are called moist stones because water is coming out of them. This is why above the Zohar called the Masach a fountain. These stones hang in the air because when Bohu is not established with the Masach for Zivug de'aka'ah, the stones are regarded as descending and sinking in the carving of the Tohu, which is the Tzimtzum and the force of the Din. However, Bohu here is corrected with a Zivug de'aka'ah, which is therefore regarded as raised above the carving of the Tohu, and is in the air, in the light of Chasadim. This is so because although Malchut cannot receive the Or Yashar, she can receive Or Chozer, and that Or Chozer raises her to the air. The moist stones, which are the Malchut that is corrected with a Masach, rose from the sinking of the Tohu and were hung in the air, emerging from the darkness and receiving light of Chasadim. It was said in the book of creation, 10 and not 9. Do not think that because of the Tzimtzum and the Masach established in Malchut, Malchut was left completely emptied of light and is not included in the 10 Sfirot. It is not so because she receives her illumination from Or Chozer that she raises from below upwards. That Or Chozer also extends into Malchut because Or Chozer is light of Chasadim, on which there was no Tzimtzum. This is why Malchut too is regarded as a complete Sfira, like the first 9. Hence they are 10 and not 9. Sometimes the moist stones are hanging in the air because they rise from there from the carving of the Tohu, and sometimes on a cloudy day, they hide and raise water from the deep to nourish Tohu with them. Commentary. When the lower ones are worthy and engage in Torah and good deeds to raise man, they correct the Malchut with the Masach and the Zivug Dehaka, which extends Or Yashar from above downwards, and clothes the Or Yashar with her Or Chozer from below upward. At that time, Bohu, the moist stones, are hanging in the air because they ascend from there upward, since the Or Chozer that the moist stones raise elevates them from the carving of Tohu and lifts them into the air, light of Chasadim. However, when the lower ones corrupt their work, the correction of the Masach that was made on Malchut is corrupted and she is unfit for a Zivug of Haka'ah with the upper light. Then it is considered that the light departed and became like a cloudy day when the sun is not shining, Then the moist stones disappear once more inside the carvings of Tohu. Malchut descends to the carving of Tohu and hides on that cloudy day, eliciting water out of the deep, which are dinim, and sustains the Tohu with those waters. She strengthens the Tohu when she fears his gvurot. By that, lower ones repent and improve their works. This is, and God made it, and that he would be feared. At that time there is joy, and there is folly, since the Tohu has spread in the world. On the one hand, there is joy, by which the lower ones repent and the mochin are drawn, and there is joy in the worlds. But on the other hand, there is folly, because the Tohu has spread in the world, and the spirit of folly multiplies the spirit of Klipot and Dinim by the expansion of the Tohu.
Any questions? Okay, we will continue. Again, intention. Constantly to renew the intention as much as possible in a high frequency. Renew and renew. Even if a person is in the right intention, examine it again and check yourself. Every word and adding more and more intention. The last effort is to know what is written. That is why it's not the wise who learn. Just yearning for the light that reforms. This is what Bala Sulam writes in introduction to this. And all the Kabbalists talk about this. This is the entire of Torah.
23. Darkness is the black fire that is strong in color. It's so because no color can rule and change the black color. It is red fire which is strong in sight, since the red color is more conspicuous to the eye than all the colors. It is also a green fire, strong in depiction because the perfection of every depiction is by the green color. It is also a white fire, the root color of all the colors. Once the Zohar explained Tohu and Vohu, it explains darkness. There are several appellations to the ten Sfirot, Chubtum. Their names change according to their matter and according to their action. In regard to the Yesodot, the Sfirot are called Chubtum, water, fire, wind, and dust. In regards to the Masach and the Malchuts in the Sfirot, the Chubtum are called four colors, white, red, green, and black. In regards to the relation of the rest of the Sfirot to the colors that come from the Malchuyot, they are called Chubtum, inclusive, a sight, a depiction, and a color. You should also know that as a whole, Tzimtzum Aleph is ascribed to the Sfira of Chochmah and Tzimtzum Bet to the Sfira Bina, because Tzimtzum Bet rose only up to the place of Bina, and not at all to the Chochmah above her. Hence, the Chochmah remained in Tzimtzum Aleph. And in that regard, Yesod of the Sfirat Chochmah is considered water, implying that there are no Tzimtzum and Din there. Yesod of the Sfirat Bina is considered fire, from which all the Dinim awaken. Therefore, the Zohar explains the Tohu, which is water and snow, in relation to its being Tzimtzum Aleph, and the Zohar explains the darkness, which is Tzimtzum Bet, as fire, as it is ascribed to Bina, fire. It is therefore clarified why darkness is regarded as fire. And now we shall explain the Chubtum called four colors, and the Chubtum called inclusive, sight, depiction, and color. The colors come from the Masach in Malchut, from the Zivug de Haka in her, which raises 10 Sfirot Chubtum from below upward, called Rosh, and 10 Sfirot Chubtum from above downwards, called Guf, which were painted in colors below. Only in the 10 Sfirot from above downward, called Guf, did the four colors Chubtum come out, and not in the 10 Sfirot de Rosh, since the colors come from Malchut. And since she is the reason for the Chubtum de Guf, they were painted in colors, but in the Rosh, which is below it, the din cannot rise above the place where it is present. Hence, Chubtum of the 10 Sfirot de Rosh are called inclusive, sight, depiction, and color. The Chokhmah is only the inclusive and root. It does not even contain the sight of colors. In Binah there is sight. In Tiferet there is a depiction, which is closer to a color. But a real color exists only in Malchut of Rosh. Since because color is din, it cannot rise above its place. These four Prinot in Chubtum de Rosh show their power and dominion also in the four colors, white, red, green, and black, in Chubtum de Guf. This is why darkness is black fire, which is strong in color, since Malchut de Guf is regarded as a black color. And her special force extends to her in Chubtum de Rosh. This is why her governance is color in color is strong, for she does not suffer any changes by the rest of the colors. The red fire is strong in sight, meaning the Binah de Guf in the red color. Her governance is great in the sight that she receives from Chubtum de Rosh. A green fire is strong in depiction, Tiferet de Guf, which is in the color green. Her governance is great in the depiction received from Chubtum de Rosh. White fire is the root color of all the colors. The Chokhmah de Guf in the white color contains all of them because it receives governance from Chubtum de Rosh and becomes the root of all the colors in the Guf as well. Darkness is strong in all the kinds of fire. It attacks the Tohu because it includes the power of Din, of all the four fires in Bina. This is why the darkness attacks and overcomes the Malchut of the Tohu, as it removes the power of Din of Tohu from Malchut, and mitigates her with Midat HaRachamim in her. Since initially the Bina absorbs the Malchut of Tohu into her, and then this Malchut becomes Midat HaRachamim in her. Attacks means that he fights with it in order to subdue it. It attacks the Tohu, meaning overcomes the Tohu and removes the power of Din from it. Darkness is fire that carries four colors. It is not black fire, but only when it attacks the Tohu, since darkness is actually Bina, which is called fire. Chubtum in her are clothed in the four colors, white, red, green, and black, which are not black fire. It's called darkness, which means black fire. It is called so only during its act of attacking the Tohu, mitigating it with Midat HaRachamim in it. As it is written, and his eyes were dim, so he could not see, and he called Esau. Since Isaac is Binah, and since the patriarchs are Chabad, When he wished to subdue Esau, he had to partake with the Malchut, and by that his eyes were dimmed. For Bina herself was diminished due to her participation with Malchut in a black fire. Then he called Esau, the power of Din in the Tohu, to subdue him under the Kedusha. Thus, during Bina's action to subdue the Tohu, she is regarded as black fire. The face of the evil is darkness. The face of evil is darkness. Isaac, who welcomed the evil, Esau, was called darkness then, for he was on him to attack him. The text explains, and his eyes were dim, since Isaac welcomed Esau, who is bad. Hence, the face of an evil one, which is darkness, has jumped on him. He welcomed Esau because he was on him to attack him, for by being on him, he was attacking and subduing him. And because he was on the evil at the time, he was called darkness. This is an evidence that Bina is called darkness. Only when she acts to mitigate the power of Din of Tohu from Malchut, for then she is necessarily on the Tohu to subdue it. And because of that, she is darkened and becomes a black fire.
We need to read from introduction to Tess, from the beginning of the introduction, how he says that they thought about the wrong things while studying. You can read if you find it.
It's in the introduction to the study of Ten Sefirot, item 18. The Creator who created him and gave the evil inclination its authority. Of course, he knew also how to invent the medicine, the spice to weaken and finish the evil inclination. And if one engaged in the Torah and could not pass the evil inclination from himself, it's only because he either neglected to give the necessary, sufficient efforts in the Torah, as it's written, I have labored and not found, don't believe. Or it could be that they filled the necessary amount of effort, but they were neglectful of the quality. Meaning they didn't put their mind and heart during the time of engagement in Torah to merit to extend the light in the Torah which brings the faith in the heart of man. But rather they were in a different thought process than that which is the light that brings to faith. And though they aimed to it in the beginning, their mind was deviated from it while they were studying.
Any questions about this? Well, then we can continue. Yes?
The examples that you gave about a medicine, a person who takes medicine doesn't need to be in a desire, with a will when he goes to get the medicine.
He has faith in the doctor and he receives the medicine and he hopes that the medicine will help him. And if the doctor says that you can't eat this and you have to be on a diet and you have to take this pill half an hour before you eat, he believes in the doctor. Now we need to believe in what the Kabbalist writes us, that if you make an effort to be in the right intention, the light that in your studying works, affects you. Yes?
Even if a person doesn't believe to the doctor and doesn't cooperate, if he takes the medicine, it'll work on him.
Same thing with us. They don't require you to be completely in faith. But did you receive the medicine?
So what's the matter of being unattentive here? Sometimes he even writes, if it's even worse than if he wouldn't touch it at all.
No, no, don't be confused. If you have something you don't understand, ask. Don't be in these kinds of thoughts. When does a person receive the potion of death? When he doesn't aim to integrate in the group, doesn't aim to the Creator, which is the force of love, and bestow through loving the others to the love of the Creator. If he is not aimed to that, the entire Torah becomes the potion of death. What does it mean? He becomes a better thief. He demands more. He thinks everyone owes him something. He's special, and so on.
And if someone wants it, kind of in general, but during the study he doesn't...
Then we need to be in Arvut, we need to help one another, and our thoughts that they will connect, and we will strengthen the atmosphere so that a person would want more and more, and we will progress towards it. For now, I'm just saying, pay attention, those who are studying the Zohar now. We've begun in Genesis. Just pay attention that from time to time, do you feel something affect you, something drawing you and connecting you to this kind of study? Because this is the time that you receive this potion of or medicine.
And what's to renew your intention with every word?
You need to examine how can you progress with this intention, meaning that you will always have something to add, and you can examine what you had and to add more. Maybe in the middle of a word, you stopped your intention and you thought about something else. You always need to be in renewal of the intention. Always see them as new. Constantly. There is no moment that you can stay and hold on to the previous intention. There always needs to be an upgrade. Renew and renew. We have something to read about that? Check. Yes?
So when we come to the study, what should I feel? What's the disease I have?
I'm disconnected from the Creator because I am disconnected from the environment. And because I'm not disconnected only from my ego and my will to receive, and this is what I need to disconnect from, and I need to connect to the group and build the 10 as complete 10 Sfirot. Within this, I reveal the Creator. Partzufim, Sfirot, everything we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah, all the upper world is revealed only in the 10, in the connection between us.
So as far as I'm concerned, my whole disease is my disconnect from the environment and that I'm inside myself.
Yes, only that.
If I come to the study and I see that already, you come to the study in order to receive light.
Yes,
so is that okay?
This is excellent. Why not? Why else are you coming here?
No, I don't know if there's medicine for that. Let's say with the doctor, I know.
I come here to receive. What do I receive? This medicine called Torah. This light that reforms in the Torah, it reforms, it heals all the different flesh. I come to demand this medicine.
What am I trying to ask? With the doctor, when he gives me a pill for something that hurts me, then I know to see whether something has improved or changed.
I told you today, examine and look. Do you have some special relation to this atmosphere in the lesson? Is there something you can already say that you can receive? This is very gentle. very subtle emotion. The Creator is like a doctor for the brokenhearted. On his door, where he receives his patients, a doctor for the brokenhearted. If you feel your heart as broken, you can enter. Yes?
So to try to identify, because I do see that there's a change in the attitude to the study and the lesson and everything.
I have no option. I must progress with you in these stages.
But I can't identify. I mean, it's very hard to see the differences in the attitude towards the friends, the ten, and
notice how from lesson to lesson it happens, because the light constantly bestows and affects you, and then you will feel that he is the one doing it to you. From small intentions during the lesson, all of a sudden you feel changes that are already within you, and you had not expected them, and all of a sudden you revealed that you have become healthier. Please.
No.
Well,
24.
Have you found a passage?
No.
Well,
it's from Tzavat Ramashan directives. When he studies, he needs to settle himself before who he is studying. For sometimes he distances in his study from the Creator. For that, he needs to settle himself each moment and as much as he can.
Where is it written?
From the book Tzavat Rabash and Hanagat Makom.
Where exactly?
Well, I don't have it.
Okay, go on. What, Niv?
What
about necessities that were included in them throughout the week?
We are all together. This mixes between us. This is when a person can receive through others. He must do everything possible and be true to himself, and he tries to be with us as much as possible. If he is like this, he receives through this arvut. But this is a calculation from above. It's not his own calculation. Okay? Go on.
24. And the Spirit of God, the Spirit, is a voice over Bohu, attacking it and leading it in all that is needed. This is because the correction of the Masach in Tzimtzum Bet is called Ruach, since that Masach raises Or Chozer and extends the level of the ten Sfirot in the light of the level of Ruach. And because it comes from Bina, called Elohim, this level that emerged on the Masach is called the Spirit of Elohim, the Spirit of God, since it is the Spirit of Holiness that comes out of the living God, Bina. And that level of Ruach is discerned as the light of Zeranpin, because Ruach is Zeranpin and is called a voice. Ruach is a voice over Bohu. Since there is Tzimtzum Bet here called darkness, and a Masach called Ruach. Tzimtzum Aleph is called Tohu, and the Masach is called Bohu. Hence, Tzimtzum Bet, darkness, is on the Tohu, attacking it and subduing it. And the Masach de Tzimtzum Bet, Ruach, is on the Masach de Tzimtzum Aleph, Bohu, attacking it, to include it within it, so it can extend the spirit of the living God from Bina. This is why Ruach is a voice, the level of Zeranpin, which extends from the living God. called a voice which is over Bohu, meaning riding on the Masach of Tzimtzum Aleph called Bohu. And the Ruach attacks it and controls it to lead it in all that is required, meaning so he can extend on it all the mochin that is needed. Initially, it extends on it the level of spirit of life from Binah, and then Gar from Binah, as it is written, and there was light. And the more the power of the Masach of Bohu controls, it cannot extend anything from Binah. This is so because each Binah receives only from its corresponding Binah, and nothing from above its Binah. Hence, as long as the force of the Masach de Bohu controls Malchut, which is her own Prina, Malchut will not be able to receive anything from Bina. But once she obtained the force of the Masach de Tzimtzum Bet, Ruach, which comes from the Malchut that was included in Bina herself, and therefore became like Bina herself, and could therefore receive from Binah, because by that she became precisely like her corresponding Pchina. For this reason, the Masach de Ruach is over the Masach de Bohu, attacking it in order to revoke it, to be able to extend all that is needed into Malchut, which are Vak and Mochin from Binah. Since there is no correction for Malchut except by the Mochin de Bina. The stones are immersed inside the deeps from which the water stems. This is why they are called the face of the waters. Commentary: the correction of the Masach in Malchut is called stones because through it, Malchut becomes fossilized, not receiving the upper light into her. By that, the Zivug de Haka'ah is carried out on her. And because the Masach is immersed and established inside the deeps in Malchut, for through the Zivug de Haka'ah, the waters come out of there. It is therefore written, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. Since the stones, the Masach, are called the face of the waters, because the waters, the Mochin, come out of their Zivug. With the Masach de Tzimtzum Aleph, called Bohu, the stones that are immersed inside the carving of the Tohu come out inside the carvings there where they are immersed. And here is the Masach de Ruach, the stones are immersed inside the deeps from which the waters come out. We should understand the difference between the carving of the Tohu and inside the deeps. Tzimtzum Aleph is called Tohu and not a deep, but Tzimtzum Bet is called a deep. As it is written, the Tohu in it has already been, written, and darkness over the face of the deep, meaning only the outlet of the water, since the Tohu in it has already been mitigated along with his ascent to Binah, and only the outlet of water remains of it. Ruach is a voice that is over the Bohu. As it is written, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. And as it is written, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. He tells us that the Masach de Tzimtzum Bet, called the Spirit of God, does not contain the carvings of the Tohu, like the Masach de Bohu, because it is on Bohu, attacking it and controlling it to lead it. Hence, there is only Tzimtzum Bet in it, called a deep, the outlet of the water, an outlet from Mochin, since the force of Din de Tohu has moved away from there. This is why he calls it water, as it is written, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. It is so because the stones are immersed in the deeps, from which the waters come out, since Malchut was not fossilized to not receive light due to the strength of the Din of the carving of Tohu. Rather, she becomes fossilized so as to not receive the light and repel it with the zivug de haka'a, only in order to elicit water, to extend the level of light from above downwards and clothe it with her ochozer from below upward. This is why it is called the face of the waters, since the Tzimtzum is called the face of the deep, as it is written, and darkness over the face of the deep. The Masach is called the face of the waters, because both the Tzimtzum and the Masach did not come here because of a din, but to elicit water, since the Ruach led it and attacked that face called the face of the deep. The level of Ruach, which came out of the Masach, led and it sustained the face and the face of the deep. It also attacked the face of the deep, since first it led and sustained the face of the deep and elicited water with a zivug de haka, and later attacked it to completely revoke it, until that filth in which there is no filth at all was found. This is when it wishes to extend Mochin Degal, as it is written, let there be light. Muach led and attacked that face called the face of the deep, one according to what is needed, according to what it needs, and the other according to what it needs. And for then, when it needs the level of chasadim from binah, which is water, it leads and sustains the face of the deep. And when it needs to extend mochin degal, it temporarily revokes it and extend mochin degal from binah.
Yes.
Adrian from Italy is asking, what's the meaning of the functioning of the stones in the Zohar?
Stones. Many different kinds of stones. Stones in the water. A mountain of stones. The heart of stone. Different kinds of stones. Stone from the word understanding in Hebrew. If it helps or disturbs spirituality. This is how we distinguish different stones. We have precious stones. We have sand, which also comes from the rock or the stone. It all depends on the duty, the role.
There's questions about the work with the Zohar. Is that okay?
Yes, this is what we need. If he asks about different stones, it won't help even a full lecture about it. Does he want to be a geologist? Yes.
Sergei from Moscow is asking, how do you check how directed he is to the light?
I can examine how I am directed through what is the frequency that I renew my intention. Just like we heard about a chassid that he had 400 inclination and declination and declines in 1 second. This is a good frequency that we always constantly renew the intention, and it's always different. If you're not renewing, you're in the same level. And when you're renewing, and you will see a real high pace, you ask yourself, what am I for? What am I aimed for? What for? You're always renewing in this calculation, in comparing. You have a quote? Yes?
It's from the book Discussions of Life from the Admiral of Lulitzia. Bala Sulam published this book, by the way. Once a famous man came and apologized before the Rabbi from Lublin that all the sermons that he behaved with will not help him to be saved from the evil inclination. And almost a day does not pass that a sin doesn't happen to him. The Rabbi from Lublin says, from your words, it sounds like you haven't started the Creator's work at all, because I have a reception that every person of Israel that doesn't feel 400 sins from the morning till the prayer of Shacharit is a sign that he didn't start to work the Creator in sanctity and purity.
As a preparation for prayer, 400 sins that he felt that he has no adhesion. He has something to bring to the prayer. What?
Denise is asking from Stavropol about the answer that you gave. What about the intentions?
Always check. How much am I concerned for the avut in the group, and how much am I in the group to take care of the group and to reveal the Creator and to bring him contentment, and we can go on and on. Yes, David?
When the melody of the Zohar begins, it's hard to keep that sharpness of the intention. One neutralizes the other.
It's impossible. It's only for now. It's not true. When I hear what he reads, and I can't constantly aim myself and direct myself to connection.
Yes, because you start to kind of like dive with it. And
you can say whatever you want. This is not good. For now, strengthen yourself. 2-3 more times, I don't know, 5 times, you must reach a state that it's comfortable, it flows, and you're with your 10 and all the humanity and concern for all the groups. It's all together, mixed in. This is how eventually we need to feel. Let's move on.
25. The name Shaddai is over Tohu, the boundary and the conclusion of the expansion of the light. He said to his world, "Dai, enough, and it will not spread further." And since the earth Malchut is Tohu, the name Shadi is on it, as a boundary and a conclusion of the light. It's so because the light could not spread into it due to the Tzimtzum that rides on it. It follows that the light ended above it, making an end over it, the name Shadi. The name hosts is on Bohu. The Siyum of each Partzuf in Masach Deru Yesod is called hosts, because it implies the Zivug that is done only on that Masach. From there, all the hosts of the Lord are born and emerge. And since Bohu is a correction of the Masach with the Zivug, it follows that Malchut acquired the Yesod hosts. The name Elohim is on darkness, since darkness is Tzimtzum Bet, the ascent of Malchut to Binah, and Binah is called Elohim. It follows that the earth, Malchut, which was included in darkness, obtained by that the name Elohim from Bina. The name Havaya is on wind, since Ruach is a correction of the Masach de Tzimtzum Bet in Malchut, who extended the level of Zeranpin called voice from Bina. The wind is a voice over Bohu, leading it to all that is needed. This is so because Malchut was unfit from Mochin Degar for Havaya from the Masach de Bohu, because the force of Din from the carving of Tohu is on it. But once she obtained Masach from Bina, regarding the stones that are immersed in the deeps, from which the water comes out, which means that there is no din in the Masach, but the Masach was fossilized to detain the upper light, to make a zivug de haka'ah, to extend the level of chasadim from Bina. Malchut can now receive mochin degar as well. Havaya, as it is written, let there be light, the name Havaya, which is why it was said that the name Havaya is on the Ruach.
Let's make an effort to feel ourselves as a Havaya, that the Creator will be revealed within it. Okay? In the form of a 10, everyone here, that we expect to reveal this closeness, love, bestow the name of Havaya, meaning the right correct connection.
26. כתוב,
26. It's written, a great and strong wind rent mountains, not with the Spirit of the Lord. The name Havaya is not in the wind, because a strong wind comes out of Tohu. That's only in Tohu is the name Shadi over him. It is likewise with the quake that comes out of Bohu. It is written, the Lord was not in the quake. Only the name Hosts is on him. Also, in the fire that comes out of the darkness, it is written, the Lord was not in the fire, since only the name Elohim is on her. But in a sound of fine silence, which comes from the Spirit of God, on which there is the name Havaya, it is written, and it came to pass that when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went outside and stood at the entrance to the cave. And behold, there was a voice unto him and said, why are you here, Elijah? It follows that the first three prinot did not come out of the cave. But when he heard the sound of fine silence, he promptly went out of the cave and welcomed the Lord. For here here was the name Havaya, and he knew that Havaya was speaking to him. 27. There are four joints in the name Havaya, four letters that imply joints in a man's body, as well as the organs, which are 4 and 12. Here is the matter of the 12-letter name that was given to Elijah in the cave. Three Havayot, in each of which are 4 letters, hence they are 12. And the name 12 is also implied in a man's body, since there are 3 Havayot in him. The first in Rosh, Chabad, 2, in the Guf through the Tabur, Chagat, and 3 from Tabur and below, Nehi. They are in it at the point of Segol, Chub on the right and left, Chub on the right and left, and Dat in the middle, Chesed and Gvura on the right and left, and Tiferet in the middle, Netzach and Hod on the right and left, and Yesod in the middle. The three middle Sfirot, Dat, Tiferet, Yesod, are each discerned with 2 Prinot, male and female. This is why there are 3 parts in a man's body, Rosh, Guf, and Raglaim. And in each part, there are 4 organs. The 4 organs of the Rosh are Chabad, where Chub are Yud-Kei, and Dat is Vav-Kei. There are also 4 organs in the Guf, Chug, Chesed Gvura are Yud-Kei, Tiferet is Vav-Kei. And likewise, there are 4 organs in the Reglaim, Netzach and Hod are Yud-Kei, and Yesod, and Atara are Vav-Kei. This is the 12-letter name implied in a man's body.
Okay. Only what is connected to what we learn. You don't have to pass to us all the questions, only one concerning our work.
There's questions on the intentions and the light and all kinds of...
No introductions. You must pick the ones relevant.
Do we need to check whether the friend has intention? If so, what's the best way to do that?
No. I think only positively about my friends. Everyone is in the correct work. I only examine myself and I want to integrate with them. Go on.
The beauty of the Zohar is felt, but only if you're directed to the 10. But while you're feeling happiness and joy, it's a question, how, when you're feeling happiness and joy, not to fall to the Klipa?
You need to watch out. There's nothing else. You need to beware. If you stop the connection with the ten, you will fall for sure. But a righteous can fall 1,000 times and stand up again.
There's a question from Elat. You said about the Zohar that it's a medicine, so it's written here. The Kabbalist's writings are medicine. How does the medicine operate on us, and what are the doses and the conditions to preserve it?
The medicine works in ways we don't really know. And we won't know this for a long period of time. Because it's the secrets of creation, how the light works through the shattered vessels. This is one thing. Another thing, how much do we take from this medicine? In the medical world, we have a saying where we water down, dilute something. The more you can dilute it as much as possible. So this is what we need to do. There's no limitations or restrictions on this, as much as possible, except if you don't have bread. This means you have to work. Like Baal Sulam explains, you must keep your existence. Your necessities.
There's a question from Petah Tikva. It's like they can feel their Baal Sulam, so they're asking if you could explain the difference between the original Zohar and Baal Sulam.
Here, this is all together. If you would take the Book of Zohar, the original one, on top there is the Book of Zohar, on the bottom the explanation of interpretation of Baal Sulam. Here we did it together. We combined them with no difference because Baal Sulam translated the Aramit, the language of Aramit, which the Zohar is written mostly, and beneath he writes in Hebrew, but a Hebrew that we had to translate. So we worked both on the top and the bottom throughout the Book of Zohar. And this is what we turned out. If one wants to read the pure Zohar, he needs to buy one book, the Book of Zohar, maybe three volumes, because Zohar itself is not a thick book. Only when Baal Sulam adds his interpretation, it becomes longer. Yes, who's there?
You said to put forth the maximum. What is it when the ego is telling me what my maximum is? I come every day to the morning lesson, I do duties, I contribute to the society, I influence not just on my 10. My ego is saying to me, what else can you do? That's your maximum. Each sees it from his maximum of what he's giving.
Where to add in your intention.
And if I think that I'm coming and I'm the right intention, still the Creator is not listening to me?
This means that you don't examine yourself correctly. If it's how that you describe it, then you are high above.
I know I'm not. My ego is always deviating me in this. I identify it. And I'm asking for the medicine. And still it's kind of like this place.
Sir, what you receive, you have nothing to complain about. Just check inside what's happening. That's it. What are you talking about? If you speak like this, you need to sit. You haven't begun to depict inside yourself and try to examine. Who else? Well, ask.
With the example of the doctor, you get the medicine and you believe that it will help you.
This is how the sages say. We have to believe in our sages.
So with the doctor, sometimes the medicine doesn't help you.
I don't know. Here, this must help if I receive it correctly. It all depends on the one who receives.
Okay, so my question, because you also said it doesn't matter if you believe or not. There's no such thing to believe, you said, right?
Depends on how you devote yourself to this medicine.
So how to be in the faith of the sages? After many times that it does, you see it doesn't work.
Many times it's irrelevant. You are given, use it. If you want to exit here, you can exit, but don't just sit there and eat yourself. Not here and not there. Rabash said, go enjoy life. We would sit.
That's not what I'm saying.
We would walk past a football stadium here in Ramat Gan. He said, this is a good place. People come here and enjoy themselves. Enjoy life. It's a sacred place. Why? It brings joy and pleasure to people. Go over there and enjoy. Sit, please. I don't want to hear your complaints. You must receive this medicine. Sit and receive it. You haven't opened your mouth to receive the medicine and you're already complaining. Why doesn't it work? We don't hear such complaints. Don't turn to me with this. If you come here, this is what we're offering. You take your nose and stick it inside what we offer, and this is what you can receive. No complaints. If you don't want it, don't receive it. Please.
The title, Let There Be Light, 28. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. This is the beginning to finding the secrets to how the world was created in particular. Thus far, the creation of the world was mentioned in general, in the verse, in the beginning God created. Afterwards, the general returned to being a general and particular and general. Commentary. First, the creation of the world is mentioned in general in the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. No details were mentioned regarding how the heaven and earth were created. Yet afterwards, all the details of the work of creation were mentioned. From the first utterance, let there be light, through the verse, and God saw all that he has made, and behold, it was very good. And the heaven and the earth were finished. Thus now the general, the first verse, was made into general and particular and general. Since the verse in the beginning is the first general, and from the words, let there be light, onwards, they are particular. And the words, and God saw, is the last general. 29. Thus far, everything was hanging in the air, which is poured down from Ein Sof. Yet we could ask, but it is already written, and the earth was tohu vavohu, which is the particular of creation and not the general. And this is why he says that thus far it was all hanging in the air, for there was only the level of avir in the world, zeranpin, the light of nefesh ruach in kelim of keter chokhmah, as it is written, and the spirit of God hovered over the face of the water. Thus, this is still not regarded as creating the world in particular, for gal are missing. Rather, it is considered that creation is still included in Ein Sof, that is, did not become disclosed yet. When the force spread through the upper palace, who is Elohim, an utterance is written in regards to him, and God said, the upper palace, Yersut, is the second palace of Arichanpin. First, the palace came out of the Rosh of Arichanpin, which is Asher.
Asher. Okay.
Asher, a Rosh that went out of Rishit. And Yeshut is the name Elohim, where five letters are Kachab Tum. And when he departed Rosh Dechanpin, only two letters, Mi of Elohim, remained in him, the level of Avir and Kelim of Keter Chochmah, which are Mi. Then the name Elohim did not illuminate in the palace, for it missed the letters Ele of Elohim. Subsequently, through a higher illumination, the three letters Ele were brought back to Yeshut, and the name Elohim was completed once more, illuminated in the palace, and the level of Gal emerged in it. Because the force spread through the upper palace, the three letters Ele returned to the palace Elohim, which is the completion of the five letters of Elohim, an utterance is written in it. The word, and God said, is written in it, which means a zivug for bestowing gar. This is the particular of the creation of the world, since previously the word, and God said, which is a particular, was not written. And although the verse Bereshit is also in utterance, which complements the ten utterances in the work of creation, and said is not written in it, for it is a general. And said is a particular, thus the words, and God said, let there be light, is the beginning of the particulars in the creation of the world.
We need to acknowledge in this learning that this is how they would learn in the times of the Tanakh, the Torah. They would learn by heart what they heard from their teacher, and they would know it by heart, meaning you know it or not know it, you understand or don't understand. What is important is that you hear and remember by heart. This is how they would learn. Then, it was very common afterwards. Afterwards, we had the printing machines, and somewhat it was renewed in the days of Ramchal, that through the method of Ramchal, you also need to know by heart. My son, when he was young, I sent him to Rabbi Zilberman in Jerusalem. He would help through the Zohar with Uri Zohar. I sent my son, he was 6 years old. He had not a yeshiva, but a cheder. And my son learned there. They learned everything by heart. Today we will learn the portion from the Torah. You know, you need to know it by heart.
Mishnah, lomdim balpe, Gemara, lomdim balpe, akol balpe. Acharei sheze munach.
Everything they learn, once it's placed in that box in the head, then from there you can take all those things, just like with Yaniv Seer. We want to take everything from him like that, that he takes it out of his computer. And then a person can learn the whole Torah, both as far as knowledge and as far as the reforming light. That's it. What am I trying to tell you? The study which we are somewhat approaching is the most original, authentic study. That's how they used to learn. Because the intention was to receive the reforming light. So let's get accustomed, not want to get confused here and and mistake it with the regular studies that we're used to in this world today. We are studying, by the way, we don't need to remember, that's there, but all we need, the only result we need from the study is the reforming light. Nothing other than that. Very simply. I'm studying for the virtue of it, the remedy. That's called the virtue of the Torah, or the remedy of the Torah. Is that clear? What? What fuel is it right to renew the intention for the light? Because it's hard to repeat it each time. What do you mean? Repeating the intention each time? We don't understand in this so much. You're always asking for the reforming light to operate on our connection. But the reforming light, let's say you don't know what that is, but where you want this light to influence, upon which discernments, which things, where does it need to be? That's constantly renewing. The connection in the ten, which is also concealed, and the friends, it's also concealed. Cry. Ask. That's what I'm asking, how to renew my request each time, because it's repeating itself all the time. Let it repeat itself all the time, like a parrot, like that. It won't be like a parrot, because soon, each time, you will feel that it's a little different that you're coming back. It's a little different. Okay? Yes. The quantity of light, meaning a person needs to come to a certain quantity of light that will accumulate. Does the light accumulate, or is the kli being built? And the kli is constantly adding. The light becomes different each time. It operates differently each time. We don't discern this, but that's how it is. And every moment is that's not similar to the other, the new shattered kilim are being revealed, and the light is operating on them in a different way each time. Because it's very important that there needs to be a lot of time that the light is influencing, meaning a lot. But that's not important for me. I do what's upon me to do in this world and here and now. Don't tell me that's going to take me 1,000 years. Don't tell me that I'm not succeeding or not succeeding. I don't want to hear that. I want to do what I have to. What I wanted to ask is that it's very important, my feeling, those 3 hours in the morning, that hour and a half in the afternoon, those hours that the light is influencing, it's very important to not miss that. Yes, right? So is it the light that's accumulating, or is it an accumulation? Or yes, it's an accumulating process of light. Okay? Well, to continue that question, Osipov from Croatia is asking, so what should we do with all that we got from the lesson? If you don't have what to do with it, give it to me. What kind of a question? What to do with it? Poor thing. He's already filled with light and doesn't know what to do with it. It's heavy for him. Right? Okay. We've been through enough today. Why? Because I have a plan. I have to finish this until the end of the portion of Bereshit and to continue with Noach. And then to go week by week. There are certain portions that we'll be able to suffice to finish in a week. Whereas this portion will take 2 months for us. In the good case scenario. What Bereshit Bet? Together, what? The chapter, the portion of Bereshit. What do I care if it's A or B of Genesis? I hope so, because this is 300 and something pages. If I divide them to, well, do the calculation, to 5 pages a day, then we'll probably suffice to do so. What 500? You're already in Lech Lecha in 500. What are you talking about? Well?
387.
That's it, yes. So how many do you have today? 41. 340 pages. Divide it, let's say, to 5 pages. How many days is that? 2 months, more or less, right? So that's what I'm saying. That July, August, and September we have until Simchat Torah. We will try. Okay? Nevertheless, it's good. It's an asset that a person goes to the Zohar like that from the beginning to the end. It's really... Can I ask about the Italian Congress? There's a question about us. Yuval from Tivon is asking, next week we are in the Italian Congress. What's demanded of us during next weekend? You're going to be in the Italian convention that you're seeing from here. You're not coming to Italy. Yes? Yuval is asking, what's demanded of us, or even in this lesson, to excel this convention? What's this work? Well, all our work is to prepare ourselves for the convening, the conventioning that'll be here or there. The Zohar lesson, you will see how much it'll be beneficial. You'll see. The workshops, everything will be different. Everything. The Zohar will give. Well, it's not just like that. It's a special book. You will see that it will truly give a new direction, a new attitude, a new level to all our engagements.
No.
Well, just to say, we did a survey this week about to check about whether we should do the Zohar lessons on Tuesday. So what came out from the results is, first of all, about 220 people participated. A little bit more than 40 said that they could participate in a regular way. 90 said that sometimes yes and sometimes no. And 90 said that they can't participate at all. Wonderful. Then we will do it. Just to say that the complaints that were there, simply people said, that's for us, family day, and this and that. I understand that, and I have no claims to them. They have complaints to me, I understand, but I have no complaints to them. I, like Rabash said, the store is open. That's it. Okay?
טוב ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומנעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה